Almost the end of January, and there is still no sign of a thaw in the labor standoff that has left hockey fans out in the cold this year. The National Hockey League never got started this season, and with every day there is no agreement, it looks more and more likely that there will be no season at all. Sportswriter Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins me, as he does most Fridays. Stefan, here to talk about hockey.
Hey, Robert.
It's nice talking to you. We don't have much to talk about. No, there's still no sign of any Zambonis on the ice anytime soon.
No, there will not be. This week, the players and the owners actually met twice, which was something they had not done since December, more than a month, actually. And this meeting was prompted by one of the players, Trevor Linden of the Vancouver Canucks. He's the president of the players' union. He decided it was time to bring the two sides together, and the outcome was basically nothing. There were no new proposals, no new meetings scheduled, no apparent willingness on either side to compromise. They said that they had strong philosophical differences, which of course means we don't like you.
I want you to talk about these philosophical differences. The conflict here is over how players get paid.
Yeah, 30 years ago we didn't have this conversation because the system was players were paid what the owners decided they would be paid. Now the question is, should players share a fixed percentage of the revenue that's generated by a league with some adjustments in the system, the way that basketball and football have, or should the market set what players get with other mechanisms like taxes on high payrolls built in to restrain what teams can spend, which is what you've got in baseball? The NHL has stuck to its position that it needs a fixed system, a salary cap, to ensure profitability in a league that claims it's losing tens of millions of dollars. The players say no, they don't like that, and on top of that, we don't believe your revenue number, so there's no way we're going down that road.
Well, if the two sides are so entrenched in their positions, what might possibly change?
It's hard to see what can, and if it doesn't, frankly, we're going to see mediators, impasses, a decertification of the union maybe, lawsuits. It'll get ugly, and I think that's partly what was behind this week's meetings. The players wanted to see if there was any wiggle room. They're extremely frustrated. I think the majority of players, and I talked to a bunch last week, support the union's position very, very firmly, and they're behind it. On the other hand, they want to be playing hockey. This is what they do. It's what their bodies tell them they should be doing in the middle of the winter. And they hated the fact that there were no talks for a month as the season ticked away. But if the league wanted to just accept a quick fix, they could have accepted what was a remarkable offer by the players' union last month to cut their salaries by 24% right now, one time, and add some future restraints on payrolls. That could have helped a lot. The league just said no.
Well, so why didn't the NHL, why didn't the owners accept a pay cut like that?
Well, the backers of the union say that the league's real intent is to break the union, to impose a system that the NHL knows it can control, where spending on players is set team by team. The league says that anything other than a system of fixed spending is going to lead it right back to where it is now. Lots and lots of losses, $500 million in losses over the last two seasons. And the league thinks it's also risking a lot less than the players are by holding out.
But there's a risk here, though, if the National Hockey League shuts down for a year or 2 years. There's a possibility of substantial long-term damage to the sport. Hockey is not pro football.
No, it's not. Certainly not in terms of the universal appeal of the sport in the United States. Hockey's strength, though, is that it has a lot of local appeal. Fans are very, very loyal, at least in the bigger markets, the hockey markets, not necessarily the Nashvilles or Tampa Bays or Miamis. But I also think that the media take a real sky-is-falling approach. I think there's less to worry about in a year-long or even a two-year-long shutdown. Our sports are well-established in our culture. It's a lot harder, I think, to lose support, enough support that would doom a major league. Fans tend to come back. We've seen it in the other sports. Hockey won't go away just because it goes away for a year or two.
More than half of what would have been the National Hockey League season is now passed already. Could the league at this point, if they reach some agreement, actually get something going this year, or is this year a write-off?
Well, I think they could. I mean, leagues can do whatever they want. Theoretically, the league could say, forget a regular season. Let's just have playoffs. Everybody's in the playoffs. We have an elimination tournament like the NCAAs. And frankly, I think a lot of fans, casual fans, would probably prefer that. These regular seasons in basketball and hockey are just so long to begin with.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.